Enjoying the Word of Truth, broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Of Covered Under Blood Ministry. Welcome to this broadcast, a ministry to encourage you, to uplift, and to tell you the truth in love. Listen now and be blessed. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Evans, praise the Lord, with Covered Under Blood Ministry. I thank you for listening to this broadcast. I thank God for you and you out there in Red Your Land. I thank God. The Bible says the word of the Lord is pure words as silver tried in a furnace on earth petrified seven times. I thank God for the word today. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I give God the glory today. I praise him. I worship him and I adore him. I thank God for the anointing, for it is the anointing that break the yoke of bondage and set the captive free. I thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. I thank you, Lord, for being so merciful and so kind and so full of compassion. And Lord, we give you the glory and the honor today. We thank you, God, for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sin, and that blood will never lose its power. We thank you, God, for all things, and we just bless your holy and righteous name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The message today is coming from the book of John, the 8th chapter, verse 47, and my topic is stand on the word of God. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, He that is of God hears God's word. Ye therefore hears them not, because ye are not of God. We have so many people, praise the Lord, that they claim to know God, but they really don't know him, because for one thing, they're not obedient. They don't listen at the word of God. They go on and doing what they want to do. But God say that is of God, he say he hears my word. He said, and therefore he hear them not, he say, because you are not of God. Praise the Lord. Blessed, he said, blessed is the man that hears me, waiting daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door, my entrance. He's talking about, praise the Lord. God is good. He's good all the time, and I like to reverence him because God have done so many things for me. I know he's done the same for you, but I'm standing on his word. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stand on the word regardless to what my circumstance look like or regardless to what your circumstance look like. We got to stand on the word of God. John 10 and verse 26 and 27 say, but ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Praise the Lord. They're just like a when we have a dog, praise the Lord, and that dog wander himself off, and you get out and you call a dog. Anybody else, your neighbor can call a dog, but you know that dog got sense. He would not follow somebody else. He can sit right there and look at you and watch you, and he can sit right there, hear you calling, but he would not come to you. He got just that much sense. So we all just have just that much sense when God is calling us, and when we all be able to follow him, when we all have that discerning. I like that word, discerning, to know when the voice of God and know when he's calling, and we not to follow nobody else but God. Praise the Lord. We are of God, and he that knows God hears us. Praise the Lord. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 6. He that is not of God hears not of us. Praise the Lord. He say, hereby knowing we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Praise the Lord. Some people don't want to hear the word of God because they are in their sin. Praise the Lord. No man that is in error wants to hear the truth. God's word is truth, and the word of God is like a two-edged sword piercing every heart. Praise the Lord. God is good. Even the spirit of truth, praise the Lord. The Bible says, even the spirit of truth, when the world cannot receive. You know, the people of the world, they can't receive the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They hated Jesus because he spoke the truth. Praise the Lord. The devil right now don't want the truth to get through. But glory be to God, the truth of God will come through forward. It'll come through forward like pure gold. Praise the Lord. Because it sees is not. Praise the Lord. Neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. The Bible said in James, the first chapter, verse 19, wherefore, my beloved, he said, he called us beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. We have to learn how to listen. We have to sometimes shut our mouths up. The Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, say, let your words be few. That's what's wrong with people today. They talk too much, but they're not hearing. God is calling some in the ministry that you can't hear for listening or some other voice. Praise the Lord. God is calling you to be obedient, but you're too busy listening at some other voice to talk about the people in the world. Praise the Lord. God is trying to call you out of a situation, but you don't want to hear. Some people have got tangled up with the wrong crowds of people. Praise the Lord. Because they turn their deaf ear to the word of God. God speak to us through the word. Praise the Lord. And the word is like a compass. When a man is on a ship, it helps compass you in the direction you're going. The word is a guide. Like it instructing you to which way to go and show you which way to walk. So we got to learn how to listen at God. We got to take God at his word and learn how to hear and keep quiet. Be silent. You'll learn more when you keep quiet and have your ears ready and open to hear the word of God. See, we are not to listen at things of the world, but we need to listen at the word of God and what God say. See, praise the Lord. And there are four types of hearers in the chapter of Luke chapter 8. It say there is the indifferent hearer, there is the emotional hearer, there is the worthy here, and above all is the receptive here. The receptive here, when he hear the word of God, he receive because he's ready to receive. He knows the voice of God. Praise the Lord. And it reads, but in verse 15, and it reads, but that on the good ground, praise the Lord, are they which in a honest and good heart have heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit and patience. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 15, chapter verse 31 say, the ear that hear the reproof of life abides among the wise. The only way you get a wise man, he gonna sit down and he gonna hear. Remember in the book, it's talked about Martha and Mary, how Martha stayed busy doing what she got to do. Sometimes you can stay so busy till you can't hear what God's saying. God can be speaking to you and you're so busy you can't hear. But Mary was a wise person. She sat at the feet of Jesus, always hearing his word. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear the word of God. The word of God it gives us knowledge, and it even opened up our understanding. The word of God can give us revelation of who God is, and he is the son, Jesus is the son of God. Amen. In the book of Zechariah, praise the Lord, 7th chapter and verse 11. Here the Israelites lost their desire for God. They was in exile. They fast and they moan, but it was not the proper way because they didn't repent, nor did they worship God. Praise the Lord. They thought, praise the Lord, nothing of God or their sin. They refused to hearken. They refused to hear, and they pulled away their shoulders and stopped their ears. You know, you tell young folks something now, they hump up in their shoulders. It's just as good as say, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I'm going to do it my way, but I tell you what, you better do it God's way. Praise the Lord. Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 15. For the people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears is dull of hearing. Sin can cause a man to not to hear. Praise the Lord. People today, they are waxed gross, and they don't want to hear the word of God. They want to do as they please. But I tell you one thing, sooner or later, you're going to hear what God has to say. Praise the Lord, because some of us is right now walking on the devil's territory. Some of you all are walking with strange children and dealing with strange gods. So you better hear the word of God. Take heed to the word of God, because God's word is true. Praise the Lord. God's people should be spiritual receptive of God's word. And it is the life connection to God and to eternal life. Any man that hears God's word is wise, and he seeks the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. In Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fair. People are turning their ears away from the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. People would rather hear a lie than to hear the truth. Praise the Lord. And when you speak the truth, you're hated for speaking the truth. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Jesus was talking about the church members right now. We got a lot of people in the church right now. They don't want to hear God's word. You can be preaching the truth to them. They don't want to hear it. They turn their deaf ear, but they would rather hear everything what the world have to say, and want to hear everything that the world have to say and what the world got to offer. They want to listen. But it's bad to turn your ear from the Lord, from the true word of God, to something that's going to take you down a destructive road. Praise the Lord. In Luke, the 10th chapter, the 38th and the 39th verse, it say, coming back again with that, like Martha, it says, some people are so busy doing nothing. They doing nothing that they cannot hear the word from God. But Mary, praise the Lord, her concern was sitting at Jesus' feet, hearing and receiving the word of God. When we hear the word of God, we have to be receptive. We have to receive. Too many people today is not receiving the word. And I tell you one thing, it's a terrible thing when people turn their deaf ear from what God say. Because this book